you can't say it wasn't a fair. Well, he leaned a little bit there in the back, but it. But the fans were moved over here, but I don't go out and see about it right. So it makes the second one of the two sets. So it makes it 2019 Kansas City with the lead, 325 Lakers with the ball. Jordy Lawrence looks for the long three from the top of the key, throws it over the work. Lawrence throws it down inside to Zimmerman. And Zimmerman, and I hope I'm getting his name right, but everybody told me it was Zimmerman, is not afraid to turn around and take that 10, 15 footer there or dribble penetrate.
He did a nice job of getting the shot up there, and he attracted Dunnick out to him, and Dunnick got him in the arm when the shot went up, so he's going to shoot two shots now.
And that's Dunnick's first and team's third, and zero on that left-handed free throw shot, so nothing but not on that, 20-20, 3:18 to go here in the first half. And I think Coach Jeremy Majewski's got to be happy with this, because Cassidy's the man to come out and put the pedal to the metal, and they have not allowed them to do that right now. They put the ball out of the corner and put in there and pass. They go to Lance Verde, and that time he lines it up there at the glass and in. 22-20. Back the other way is Lakers. Lawrence out of Van Tiffin. Back to Lawrence. Lawrence dribble penetrates. Lawrence thought about the three. Now he throws it over to the right side. They feed it inside the vocal. Vocal tries to just hand her to Burke, but Dunnick got his hand in there and said, not on my watch. You know, that's something that Zurich and Vocal have adjusted to together really well, and I think that's coming along because of the middle of the season. They seem to be able to know where each other's is. If they can't get that shot right inside the paint, they look to dish it off to the low post area.
And that's 2-3 zone Kansas City's playing is definitely letting them do that. So I'm kind of surprised Kansas City's sticking with this 2-3 zone this long.
And the shot goes up, but Zurich is no good. It falls short right into the hands of Vocal, but he went up and his shot was short. Rebound controlled by Dunnick. He pushes up court. Ready for the 3 and 4, that's no good. Rebound control by Harvin. Harvin puts inside, it's no good. Rebound control by Warwick. Warwick pushes up the court, looking to go to Wolf and line up, but the man! Oh, Malcolm Crowe went to line up, or I'm sorry, Evan Dyson went to make that lap, and he was denied by Dunnick.
Yeah, Mr. Dunnick saw that, and he denied in the madhouse. He passed that thing into the wall.
He says, you're not coming in here at 5'10" when the madhouse in amongst the trees. We got a timeout here. You know what? It's 30 second timeout, but we're going to stay right here right now.
That sounds good. 22-20, can't have a swim lead. But last round, Eric Bowie, I think those are camps. He can keep going to the basket like that and combine. Lakers going to have a tough time staying with him, I do believe.
Well, I think that's something we're seeing right here tonight is the freshmen are starting to jam with the juniors and seniors. And you and I know how that is as coaches to get your younger guys and the younger guys. And you know, got the juniors and seniors that have played together for a long time. You know, usually on JV and then on the varsity. And then you've been in a freshman who hasn't really played with these guys. And that kind of guys to get in that club jam. You know, it's hard to figure out where the other guy's going to be when you're in trouble without having to physically look for him.
Exactly right. But as long as you're a great job around the bus and getting the ball into the front. And he's doing a great job turning on the things with nice dish stones to him. He shot at him.
Isn't that interesting? You wonder how long he's going to say 2-3-3 with you. That means maybe come out of man to man a little bit.
And he just made the switch, so it looks like they've come out man to man.
And Coach Green does a good job. I know he likes to go back and forth from it sometimes a little bit quicker. During the Ugly game, they came out of in a zone, and that really was a lot of trouble for Ugly there. And Lakers feeds it down inside the zone, and he goes up and his shot's a little bit slow, and Dan Lincoln has done it. Dan come out and he pulled that knee a little bit. You saw him grab for his knee. We'll have to watch here and see if he's okay the rest of the game.
Yeah, he's still working on the court quite tenderly right now.
Well, now he's getting pushed around by the freshman right away from behind. He's posted up, and he looks to go in with a hook shot, and he lands on the right knee and hurting him right now.
Then we'll find him up right now. It was a fantastic hook shot.
You know what, he did a great job. He started on the right side here, and he walked himself open all the way around the crash to the low back there. And that's hard to teach a big player to do. They like to just split back and forth. He actually let his man push him around, and he never gave up the position that he had on Zimmerman.
You're exactly right. He was just grabbing in perfect position on that outstanding headshot.
And Lakers got close to the triangle at the other end, so right back to Kansas City on a turnover. 24-20, got a three-point shot, but wins there by from the top of the key, and Leon Rebound to take the ball by Vocal. Now, number 19 to go, Kansas City with the lead by 24-20 over the Lakers. Tim Moore driving the paint, both pass on to Vocal on the box, but they're going to clear it for a double dribble.
Yeah, he left out, he was going to pass the ball to Warwick, and I think the box may have just started slipping out of his hand, so he went to Grout, and they got him for a travel or double dribble.
Minute 7 to go here in the first half. Cassidy with the ball. Coming up is Varney. Varney throws it over to Keller. Keller's covered there by Brody Lawrence. They feed it at the free throw line into Dunnett. Varney tries to back his way down to go back. Fire high bomb shot. Okay, everybody's going to get the call as well. I'm like, he didn't hit one more now, but it's going to be a fair from behind. Adam Dashiell.
Yeah, he's in a great position right now, but I think from behind, Dashiell got a hand in there. Maybe give him a little push to help him along.
Yeah, Dunnett brought that ball back and almost teased him. He brought that way behind his head because he could see Zuerman was going to come up and block it. So he actually bailed him out because I don't think he was going to make that shot. So he goes to the free throw line and makes the first one, making it 25-20. Checking into the game for Cal City is number 33, Ethan Nickel. Checking back in is Sam Van Tiffen for the Lakers. And Benefit Wallace for his second shot from the free throw line. 13 for the team, 54 seconds to go, and his second shot up, and it's up. 36-20. Cal City with the lead here, with 54 seconds to go in the first half of this Greater Thumb West Conference here at Laker High School.
Looks like they're going to dunk West with a match going to half. That half, so lucky just replaced him after the second made free throw.
And that's probably a smart move there. I don't want to go by picking up any more fouls than they have to, because I think both teams have come out of the locker room with a little bit more intensity here in the second half. They both have been playing very patient and trying to control the tempo. Nobody's really got out and run and gun here. And Tiffin for Tiffin just inside the 3-point line there. 26-22, 30 seconds to go. Working the ball at the court is Bernie. He's covered by Van Tiffin. Got 5 minutes left to free throw line. Now passing over to Orvin at the top. He's covered by Lewis. That's good at back. To Orvin at the top. Little Keller. Now we'll double back to Van at the top. And they're going to have for the last second shot here. 9 seconds to go. Johnny comes down the line. Steps and gets a check. It opens. Great defense by Van Tiffin. Switches. Vaca. Now he's stepping the ball. He's going to get a shot. Off the ball. He's going to get hit. And Keller. Green the three. That's the end of the foul, boy. I don't think they're going to make that shot, right?
Yeah, looks like he's a little round about that minute, and Rodgers is playing really good defense, and Keter actually shot that with a man in his face, and he switched it, though. Credit to Justin Keter on that.
And we're going to end on the first half here with Cassidy as the lead, 29-22. We're going to hear from a few of our sponsors, and then we'll be back with some halftime thoughts from the game of the week here at Hudson Pigeon Lakeport. We'll be back right after these messages.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Our dedication spans generations, generations of reliability and confidence. Hi, I'm Charlotte from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We continue this financial partnership by offering a wide range of checking options. Options like Thumb National's free economy checking. It's absolutely free checking. No minimum balance required. No monthly service charge. No per check charge or deposit charge. Free debit card. And there is no limit to the number of checks you write. And remember, with any of our checking accounts, you can go online and connect with the ultimate convenience. Bank anytime, anywhere with TN Online. Review your account activity, transfer funds, view check images and statements, and you can even make loan payments online. Visit www.thumbnational.com. To find out more or stop into any office of Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking for top-notch mechanical service on your vehicle? With a mechanic you can trust, stop in and see Joe at J&S Automotive Repair in Elkton. J&S Automotive Repair is a complete auto repair shop that handles brake jobs, tune-ups, exhaust systems, wheel alignments, plus major engine and transmission work. J&S Automotive also offers tire service. You can put your trust in J&S Automotive Repair in Elkton. They're located just south of the post office on Wright Street in Elkton. To speak with Joe at J&S Automotive, call 375-2002. That's 375-2002.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company.